This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal holding House of Representatives elections tomorrow. Home Minister Om Prakash Auryal assures full security deployment for the elections. Nepali embassies in Gulf urge Nepali nationals to submit their details for safety monitoring amid rising tensions in West Asia. And Israel and Iran continue attacks as war enters its fifth day. Now the news in detail. Nepal is holding elections for the House of Representatives tomorrow. The vote comes just 3 years after the previous national election, following political turmoil that led to the government's collapse in 2025 and the formation of an interim government as demanded by the Gen Z movement. Nearly 19 million people are registered to vote. Voters will directly elect 165 members to the 275-member House of Representatives, while the remaining 110 seats will be filled through proportional representation based on each party's share of the vote. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Auryal has stated that all polling stations will be fully secured for tomorrow's House of Representatives election. Speaking at a press conference held today at the Home Ministry to brief the media on election preparations, Home Minister Auryal said all security mechanisms have been deployed. He added that if necessary, the security forces are ready to manage and control situations to ensure smooth facilitation, highlighting the importance of this election in maintaining political governance. Home Minister Auryal said the government had succeeded in creating a fear-free environment for conducting the polls. The Health Ministry has directed all public hospitals to form rapid response teams for the House of Representatives election tomorrow. Issuing a notice today, the Health Ministry instructed federal, provincial and local level government hospitals to form rapid response teams to handle medical emergencies during the election. Spokesperson Dr. Prakash Bharathwaki said each hospital has been asked to form a team of 5 to 25 members based on available human resources. The teams will coordinate with the district administration officers to provide immediate treatment to those injured or facing health problems during the election. Ambulance services will also be mobilized as required. The Health Ministry has directed public health facilities to suspend regular OPD services on the polling day and operate emergency services only. District emergency operation centers in all 77 districts have also been instructed to remain on standby. The General Election Observation Committee had said the election atmosphere across the country remains peaceful out of the tomorrow's House of Representatives polls. The committee said voters are eager to cast their ballots and preparations for polling have been completed. General Secretary of the committee, Krishna Man Pradhan, said discussions were held with political parties, candidates, voters and officials before preparing the report. The General Election Observation Committee has deployed 400 observers in 36 districts to monitor the election. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, had said domestic flights will operate on a need basis on the polling day tomorrow. Issuing a notice today, CAN stated that domestic services will be conducted as required, considering passenger demand and operational necessity during the election. International flights, however, will continue as scheduled. The authorities said services to most destinations will operate normally, except for some flights to Gulf countries affected by the current situation in West Asia. CAN has also updated flight schedules in coordination with airports in the region. Some flights have been disrupted in recent days due to tensions in the Gulf region. Passengers have been advised to check with their respective airlines for the latest updates before traveling. Sheshwar Yadav, the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal candidate for Sira 3, has been arrested for involvement in illegal activities during the election silence period. He was detained last night along with 487,000 rupees while travelling by car from Madur near the Indian border to Syria district headquarters. Five others were also taken into custody. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ramesh Bahadur Paul said the cash was seized during a security check and preparations are underway to send Yadav and the others to the Chief Returning Officer's office. Nepali embassies in Gulf countries have urged Nepali nationals to submit their details through an online portal launched by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The embassies said the information will help authorities assess the situation of Nepalese and provide assistance if needed amid rising tensions in West Asia. The Nepali embassy in Riyadh had requested Nepalese to share their details through the portal. The system collects information on Nepali living in Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and other countries in the region. The call comes after recent military tensions involving the United States, Israel, and Iran increased security concerns in Gulf countries, which are major labor destinations for Nepalese. According to official data, more than 1.7 million Nepalese are working in the Gulf region. The Foreign Affairs Ministry has formed a rapid action team to coordinate support and possible rescue operations if required. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel and Iran continue attacks as the wider West Asia war enters its fifth day. With explosions reported across Tehran, Jerusalem and other fronts, and both sides trading military strikes. Israel has launched fresh air strikes on targets in Iran, while warning of possible retaliatory attacks. According to the BBC, several people were also reportedly killed in Israeli strikes across Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah operatives and facilities. Tehran has kept up its retaliatory missile and drone strikes against Israel and across the Gulf. As U.S. President Donald Trump claimed, the conflict could last a month. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reports at least 1,097 civilians have been killed in Iran since the conflict began. A U.S. military commander said over 2,000 targets in Iran have been hit. Meanwhile, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps has pledged to close the Strait of Hormuz, with Trump warning that U.S. naval forces are prepared to escort tankers through the strategic waterway. Iran's threats to set fire to ships have almost entirely halted shipping in the area, driving energy prices higher worldwide. Meantime, Asian stock markets fell for a third consecutive day on Wednesday as investors reacted to the escalating U.S.-Israel-Iran war. Share trading in South Korea and Thailand temporarily halted after indexes plunged over 8%, triggering circuit breakers designed to prevent panic selling. Brent crude oil prices soared about 2.8% in afternoon trading, adding to gains from the previous 2 days. South Korea's Kospi index closed 12.2% lower, while Japan's Nikkei 225 fell over 4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 2.5% and China's Shanghai Composite dropped 0.8%. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces, while the rest of the country will see fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal holding House of Representatives elections tomorrow. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal assures full security deployment for the elections. Nepali embassies in Gulf urge Nepali nationals to submit their details for safety monitoring amid rising tensions in West Asia, and Israel and Iran continue attacks as war enters its fifth day. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.